There is currently no such thing as a patent that covers the whole of Europe. Although the European Patent Office has granted European patents for nearly 40 years, patentees still have to go to great lengths to protect their inventions across Europe. The European Unitary Patent will revolutionize this. Philip Cupid, a partner in Finnegan's London office, joins us now to discuss unitary patents and the role they will play in protecting inventions throughout the European Union. Philip, what is a European unitary patent and how does it differ from the classic patent system currently in place?
The European unitary patent is a single patent covering 25 member states of the European Union. Like a classic European patent, it will be examined by the European Patent Office. The difference between a European unitary patent and a classic European patent really comes at the time that the patent is granted. Under the classic system, a patent applicant has to attend to a number of formalities in each of the countries in which they want their patent to have effect, such as paying fees and filing translations. One of the key advantages of the European unitary patent is that those formalities are done away with. So the big advantage is that it will be simpler and cheaper than the classic European patent system.
A unitary patent sounds like it would cover the whole of the EU. Are all countries on board with this idea?
No, not at all. Italy and Spain have refused to participate in the European unitary patent. Now, this is quite significant because those are the fourth and fifth largest member states of the European Union when measured by population and GDP. Additionally, Croatia isn't yet participating because Croatia wasn't a member state of the European Union at the time that the unitary patent agreements were finalized. However, it is expected that they will join eventually.
How will the unitary patent benefit businesses?
I think that the big advantage for businesses is that it will be cheaper for them to protect their inventions across a wide range of EU member states. Currently, the high costs of the classic European patent system mean that about half of all patents that are granted take effect in only three member states of the European Union. And only about 2% of all patents take effect in all EU states. But now, under the European unitary patent, it will be realistic for patent applicants to protect their inventions in 25 countries with all the benefits that that will give them.
Philip, any downsides to the unitary patent?
Yes, I think there are downsides for both patentees and also for businesses more generally. From the point of view of patentees, they will find that their unitary patents are perhaps easier to attack than classic European patents. To attack a classic European patent, it's generally necessary to attack the patent before the national courts of each country in which that patent takes effect. However, for the European unitary patent, it will be possible to attack that patent through a single set of court proceedings. So essentially, with the European unitary patent, patentees are putting all of their eggs in one basket. From the point of view of other businesses, they will need to be more aware of their competitors' patenting activities. In some countries in Europe, there has traditionally been a very low level of patenting activity. Companies have tended to become quite complacent as to their competitors' activities in those countries. But now, with the European unitary patent, it's going to be much more likely that businesses will have patents in a wide range of countries, and so their competitors are going to need to conduct more monitoring of their competitors' patent portfolios and to take action to address any risks that those pose.
And finally, Philip, when do you think it'll be possible to apply for unitary patents?
We're currently not yet sure. At the moment, the whole system is waiting for a sufficient number of countries to ratify the relevant agreements. It's expected that this might take place in late 2015, or more likely sometime in 2016. In the meantime, however, any existing European patent applications could potentially become European unitary patents, provided that the unitary patent agreement has come into effect by the time that those European patent applications are granted. So really, there is no need for businesses to delay in seeking to take advantage of the European unitary patent system.
Our guest has been Philip Cupid, a European patent attorney and partner at Finnegan, one of the largest IP law firms in the world. For more commentary on intellectual property news and issues, to listen to other podcasts, and to receive additional information on the firm, please visit www.finnegan.com. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Finnegan.